Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yesterday, Guardians lose the final game of the 3-game set, so they lose the series to Toronto. The big brouhaha was Jose Ramirez getting plunked, and he is not expected to play tonight. I don't know if that's the official. I don't think he's officially been ruled out, but he's not expected to play tonight with this forearm injury from getting plunked. And Stephen Vogt, Guardians manager, went on MLB Network Sirius XM Radio and not thrilled at all.
He's probably not going to be able to play tonight. He's pretty sore. Thankfully, x-rays were negative. We're hoping it's not going to be too long. But yeah, I'm not sure if Jose won't start today. He might be available off the bench late game, but we got to be careful with this. Obviously, you know, got him in the forearm. Like I said, thankfully no breaks, but probably going to need another day.
So that was a pretty straightforward update. He also had something to say after the game yesterday. Tanner Bibee had something to say after the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it appears to me the Guardians have put up a better fight after he got plunked after the game and today than they actually did in the game where he got plunked. Stephen Vogt came out for about 3 seconds. In the words of Twitter, he got dog-walked back to his own dugout. Nobody got thrown out. Nobody else got plunked, and that was it.
I do like when a manager goes out and just feels the... like it's usually when a team has been playing a little lackluster like this team has as well. And like Lou Piniella, I always thought was the best at this, of just understanding when the team needs some sort of pick-me-up and then just losing his mind, throwing bases, doing whatever you got to do. Like it felt like the ump yesterday did not want to throw out Vogt, and Vogt didn't really press it at all, but he didn't want to throw out Vogt. Do whatever you got to do to get thrown out in that instance.
I think that's a really good point. If you are going to be chirping at Toronto's dugout... So that's why the umpire didn't. Basically, the umpire was like, "It's not my place. Hey, let's calm down. Go back to the dugout." You're right. That's as much restraint as we've seen from an umpire because it didn't involve him. I think if you're Stephen Vogt, you make your case. If your team's playing sluggish, if your team's not playing their brand of baseball, which is what Stephen Vogt has been saying since I believe March, this is a great opportunity to light a fire. I think if you do it all the time like Lou did, I think it starts to backfire because then people start playing too tight, especially in today's day and era where guys aren't used to that level of tension. But
it just feels like a lost art in the game these days. Why is that? You don't have the manager just going out there and just raising hell and being a nuisance and using it as the spark fuel that it once was.
Tito, not known as a guy who would do that. Tito did that. 2023, Tito did it. There are games in each year that I can say Tito found a moment to make a statement by getting tossed out of the game.
It doesn't have to be all the time, but like we used to point to certain instances where you'd have the one or two times a year, and you'd be like, "Oh, they started playing, you know, 500 since he's went on the big tirade and made a big scene about everything." It shows people that you care more importantly than anything, and it shows the team that you got some fight in you.
So as of right now, it's thought to be a insignificant injuries. X-rays or MRI came back negative, so that bodes very well for Hosey. But I do think if this turns out to be anything more, or if this leads to a couple week injury for Hosey, you know, when you play hurt, that tends to lead to another injury. If that does happen, I think you're going to see a lot of people shut it down for the Guardians very quickly. Now, I'm not talking about the Guardians. I'm talking about Guardians fans just kind of check out.
Oh, yeah. This lineup without Hosey is not even a lineup.
And that's probably like, it was so funny. You and I 2 days ago did the thing of like, what emotion do you feel most as a Guardians fan? And I was like, I'm a little frustrated. And I think you were closer to anger. And we were trying to do the 5 steps of Guardians fans' emotions. And I was like, I think you're closer to apathy than I am. I think I've sped past apathy. I don't know what it's about yesterday's game.
Oh, I told you apathy was coming. It was coming down the tracks. I got like 2 weeks away from apathy. You moved past apathy?
I think I might be there.
You're there now. Okay.
If they're apathetic, why should I care? Like if you're gonna kind of waltz through this part, and I know it's a tough part of the schedule. I know you got another tough part of the schedule coming up. You got some injuries going, you got some of this, that, and the other, but honestly, it's the healthiest the rotation's been in a long time. The bullpen is actually kind of stabilized here. Like,
Yesterday was one of those games, Nick, where it was like, why do I care as much as you about these outcomes?
Yes.
That's how it felt. And watching that game and watching Manzardo not know how to play defense and Bo Naylor not know how to just look up when he's trying to throw him the baseball, little things like that that we've seen over the past couple of days. It's like, why am I investing so much of my time and energy when they on the field don't seem like they care?
And we've got a lot of whispers that the Guardians are going to be more sellers than buyers. I just don't think this team has it. And we can get into what the it is here in a minute. And it's almost similar to like the Cavs. Like the Cavs, the Cavs the last couple of years have been front runners. When everything's going right, the shots are falling, vibes are immaculate. And then you get into the playoffs and it gets physical and it gets nasty and the shots don't fall kind of the same way. You can't get into the same rhythm, right? And they just completely fall apart. That speaks, I don't want to say culture because that's a loaded word. That does speak to you don't have the right guys in the room. And I kind of feel the same way about this Guardians team. Like they had something last year. They don't have it this year.
Oh, maybe we saw a little bit of that last year in the second half of the season when they played 500 ball for the final 2 months of it.
But even then they at least bounced back.
They did. They rallied. In the postseason, they rallied and they got themselves together to then obviously see what happened in the Yankees series. But they did. They rallied in a pretty impressive way. It's just for 2 months of baseball, because they had that big lead, it did just kind of look like whatever. But we didn't hammer them because they had a massive lead.
But, like, I'd love to come out here and, you know, we got Mac Robinson tweeting about what a cheap shot it was. The Blue Jays aren't facing. It's like, to hell. The Guardians didn't
Mackie
put up
wears
a fight.
Different Guardians or Indians jersey every single day that
and
he works.
And occasionally a Tiger's hat, but
that's
it's his dead grandpa's hat. Come on now. We allow dead grandpa's hat.
And he'll let you know it. Don't worry about that.
Condolences, by the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Condolences, by the way.
Thank you, Jonathan.
My condolences were better.
It happened
However,
first.
I can't be up in arms. One, you hit Vladimir Guerrero Jr. twice.
You started it.
And listen, we can say what we want about the rules of baseball and the unwritten rules of baseball. You got away with hitting him once, and I know it wasn't intentional. Like, neither of the pitches looked to be intentional on Vladimir, other than he crowds the plate and they wanted to brush him off the plate. Okay, fine. You hit him twice. They're not going to hit Will Wilson in the butt cheek.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to hit.
Yeah, that's not really the message.
They're not going, like, you are going to go for the other team's best player, and, like, you missed it. Listen, Vogt missed an opportunity to go out there and get thrown out of the game, and your pitchers missed an opportunity to turn that into a case. If you really felt so bad about it, don't go on MLB Network, on MLB Network Series XM Radio and bitch about it. Don't talk after the game like you're Tommy Toughnuts over here. Go ahead and show it on the damn field. Because that would have been the fight you were looking for yesterday. But again, I'm starting to get heated about it. Why should I get heated when you didn't care enough to handle it in the game?
At least they're showing something after the game.
Oh, no. That's crap.
No, at least they're showing you something after the game.
They've proven you it doesn't matter what they say after the game because they blatantly come out and say things that are not factual.
No, it'd be worse if they just kind of sat there and just kind of, well, it doesn't really matter.
No,
that would be worse.
There's nothing they could have said. Yeah, I mean, Tanner Bibee basically said, well, what goes around comes around.
I mean, I would imagine both benches.
Do you see him in 2026 again? When do you see him again?
I would imagine both benches were warned after the Hosey hit.
Yeah.
And I would imagine then, yeah, I mean, that's at some point.
Then go get thrown out.
Well, you can get thrown out, and that's what I said I thought Vogt should do, but we don't want to just turn the game into a bean fest either, with pitchers being removed every other pitch. At some point you do have to call off the dogs.
They didn't even call on the dogs.
Well, I mean, clearly they hit Guerrero. They hit Guerrero twice. They hit him twice.
The dogs were on Quaaludes.
The proper response would have been for them to the Blue Jays to do something again, and then it would have been a back and forth. Like when you hit him twice compared to one time, the Blue Jays did more damage. Or excuse me, the Guardians did more damage than the Blue Jays did. If you're a Toronto fan right now, you're thinking all sorts of things about the Cleveland team.
Yeah, I don't think they're thinking anything because they think, oh, we hit Jose and he's out the next game. That's fine. But to me, that's like everything that is symbolized by this Hosey thing To me, it symbolizes exactly.
I was more mad about the errors. I'm more mad about the bad defense. I'm more mad about Bo Naylor falling asleep while picking dandelions, trying not to pay attention. I don't know that it's related to not sticking up for a franchise
player.
No,
it's not a bean fest. You hit him next and see how they retaliate.
They hit Guerrero twice, did they not?
Okay, but they hit him Wednesday and then they hit him yesterday.
I mean, I don't know that I need to see them hit another Blue Jays player to keep that thing going as if that's the big retaliation. What I wanted to see was Vogt get extremely angry and Vogt do something from that perspective. I didn't need them to go out there and all of a sudden bean Andrés Giménez in the head to make a point.
You don't have to hit him in the head.
Throw one at Ernie Clement.
Actually the only part of this that I agree with the Guardians. Don't hit him in the hands. Hit him in the butt. I don't want to say it's not that hard. It's very hard to purposefully hit somebody and control where it's going, but that's the point. If you're going to hit him in the butt. If you're going to make a case, hit him in the butt cheek, and then we move on. But I just want them to do something. They didn't. The only thing they did was post game, which means nothing. You think the Blue Jays were sitting around being like, oh man, Tanner Bibee said what goes around comes around.
No, they didn't think twice about it.
Yeah, they didn't, because they did nothing. They called off the dogs. The dogs were comatose in the dugout. And by the way, that's the way they played the rest of that game. And that's how you arrive at apathy for your fan. Like, even when they were playing poorly last year, in August into early September, they played with a pulse. They played like they gave a damn. You might have seen errors, but you didn't see errors because people just didn't have their head up because they weren't making, because they just were completely distracted or completely lethargic. We've had, in the first 80 games of this season, we've had more lethargic baseball than we did in all of last year.
Yeah, can't defend that. It's been miserable. It's been absolutely miserable. They don't seem like they give a damn. I get that. But if we're playing by the unwritten rules of baseball, the Guardian struck twice. The Blue Jays answered. That's it. You don't have to do something more beyond that. And again, I wish Vogt would have gone out there and made a big case about it and got all riled up and everything like that. But like ultimately, that was the exact appropriate response. And then that was it. It's over. Wash your hands of it. Or else you're going to have the next time Hosey comes up, or the next time another one of our players comes up, you're going to risk them getting injured too.
Oh no, we're gonna take a 540 OPS player out of the lineup. Quick hits coming up.
They responded and hit Kwan, and then Kwan's on the IL as well. And then all of a sudden, was it worth it?
But you just did the biggest if ever. Like, they also could not. Like, the point is, you had the last say in this, and you just completely walked away. By the way, I agree with you. I'd rather Vogt get tossed. Didn't do anything.
And that should have been it. Like, that's where, if you really want to stop it, if you're Vogt, that's what you do. You go out there, you get tossed, and then it's like, all right, we made it a big deal, and it was what it was. But continuing to have guys just get thrown at each other as if that shows some sense of life, that doesn't do it for me.
216-474-0092. We do have quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Chris Giménez, Guardians TV analyst at 3. We got Spencer Davies joining us at 4:20. We'll talk the Cavs in the draft. We'll also talk, free agency begins on Monday. There have been a couple names linked to the Cavaliers in free agency we'll also get to. We got the lead coming up at 5. But it is NFL Friday. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Does a Jose injury change the Guardians' approach over the next 6 weeks? And the biggest reason the Guardians are missing Josh Naylor? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.